As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, and it's heating up. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Friday, July the 15th, middle of the month here, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, as my dog perks up her ears. My name is William Roberts, I guess, so I can read it right. I've got good news, I think, hard facts, trying to, workable solutions. Yeah, well, you know my solutions. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. That remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone calls throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access that are in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 and be part of the 512 conspiracy. Or you can join me live on air at 866, toll-free, from around America and around the world, 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls this Friday will be welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. You can find all that contact information listed up on our website, becomevocallocal.com. Yes, that's right, becomevocallocal.com, where you can also jump into that chat room this morning. Precious metals build support for continued gains on a lack of confidence. That's right, confidence gains. Feeding frenzy as the shysters eat the loan sharks and spit out regulators and rating companies. That's all in the news this morning. The New World of Henry St. Simon will go there as well. Get back into our discussion of techno-totalitarianism and positivism. Of course, we'll take your calls at 866-841-1065. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The big rotten apple. Gold is off $4.10 at $1,582.90 opening this morning. In nice new chartered car territory. The silver this morning up 28 cents at $38.47. You gotta like that. Platinum off $6 at $17.56. Palladium flat at $774. All these numbers swooshing around in my mind. The highs and the lows in the gold spot market this morning, pretty widespread. $12, $1,575.30 for a low, $1,587.80 for a high. But at $1,582.90, boy, write that one down on the calendar, Will. $1,582.90 for a high. Your gold is up $374.30 year to year for a 30.97% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, that London Bullion Market Association, LBMA, that bunch, anyway, they set the price of gold at $1,578.50, but they couldn't hold it there. It popped right straight back up again. The SPDR gold shares overnight reportedly unchanged, claiming to be holding 1,225.41 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $62.7 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday took another stomping, closing down 54 at 12,437. Wow, where's that 6,500 Dow, Bob? NASDAQ closed off 34 at 2763. The S&P 500 off 9 at 1309. Crude oil this morning up 34 cents at $96.03. And we'll pick up the rest of the news right after this.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, our website is becomevocallocal.com. You can jump on there, get in the chat room, and mix it up with the folks that are in there. Lots of good information. It's kind of like a parallel broadcast that runs throughout each and every day. Of course, 10K Puddles is in the chat this morning, and if you want to get on his email list, you can get the links and the various things that he's posting and other people have posted in the chat room during the broadcast. Again, it's becomevocallocal.com. The chat room is an integral part of our interactive talk radio process. Be sure and visit that today. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $4.10. But the good news is we're all new area here, all new charted territory at $1,582.90. Closing in on that $1,600 an ounce gold price. Yeah, it's coming. Silver this morning up 28 cents at $38.47. Platinum off $6 at $16.56. And palladium flat at $774. And, of course, all that is as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But an hour ago, dropping back down through the basket again, we found the Dow closing off yesterday 54 at 12,437. The NASDAQ off 34 at 27,63. The S&P 500 down 9. Everybody's in the red there in the stock market. Down 9 at 1309. Crude oil this morning bumps up 34 cents a barrel at $96.03 a piece for these 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. You do the math, take 96.03 divided by 42, you'll get the basic price for crude oil delivered at the Cushing Hub. That's West Texas Intermediate Light Sweet Crude Oil. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 2 basis points. It was off earlier this morning, and so that's kind of reflected in the bump up and down. Lots of activity, really, in the marketplace this morning. But everybody's keeping their eye on the U.S. dollar index. And, of course, you want to find out more about the U.S. dollar index. The place to go there is theice.com, theice.com, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. Find out a lot of information by scouring around on that one. The same you'll find as well if you go over and check out John Williams at shadowstats.com. Some of the best information that I read on the net. Foreign exchange rates this morning impacted by any move in the U.S. dollar index, where we find the Canadian loonie in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement trade-weighted basket of currencies. Yeah, right. NAFTA. Oh, we got to get a song going for that one. Maybe we need a new bump music. Anyway, bumping up this morning 11 basis points, the Canadian loonie exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.04 in foreign exchange trading. The Mexican peso up 9 basis points, still at 9 cents U.S. The euro this morning off 18 basis points at $1.42. They're trying to push that down a little bit. The British pound off 39 basis points at $1.60. The Swiss franc was off 28 basis points, but I didn't write down the rest of the numbers. I write all this stuff out. I chart it. I track it. I've been keeping track of this for years and years and years. The bond market this morning, the 2-year yield, the yield on the U.S. Treasuries, the bonded indebtedness is at 0.37, moving down a little bit from 0.39 yesterday. 10-year yield, the benchmark is at 2.98%. Your 30 is at 4.31%. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages, reversing this little bit of an upward trend that they've had for the last couple of days. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 3.67% in the national average to 3.63% this morning. The 30-year likewise moves down from 4.51 a month ago to 4.48%. You take a look up on the Kitco websites, or excuse me, up on the Bloomberg websites, you can see that a year ago, I think we were like unemployment rate, what they claim, was about 9.80. 6 months ago, it was 9.2 or something like that. 3 months ago, it was like 8.9. Then it's back up to 9.2. And it's going. So we went down, we had a little valley, and we're going back up again. So we'll keep an eye on that as the unemployment rates, even under the government-manipulated numbers, continue to rise. Your gold-to-silver ratio this morning is at 41.14 ounces of silver to bring home an ounce of gold in the Econoday calendar. Just going through some of the highlights here today, of course, Friday, July the 15th, the Consumer Price Index is out, the Empire State Manufacturing Survey is out, the Industrial Production is out, and Consumer Sentiment is out as well. Yesterday, during the broadcast, of course, the Business Inventory Report came out and the Natural Gas Report came out, and we'll go back to those and visit them. But let's go into the Empire State Manufacturing Survey. So this is up in New York, all right, Empire State, New York. And here's the report, again, off the Econoday website. The best news, I love the way these guys write, they're getting so honest, it's almost a pleasure. The best news that can be squeezed from the Empire State report, you have this old rotten apple and they're beating hell out of it, making applesauce. The best news that can be squeezed from the Empire State report is that the rate of contraction is easing. All right, so we're falling off the cliff just a little slower than before. The headline index came in at a minus 3.76 in July, a sub-zero reading indicating month-to-month contraction in business conditions, but above a minus 7.79 to indicate a slightly less severe rate of contraction. All right, so they got the paddles out. They're going for you, you know, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, but it ain't working. Shipments are a clear positive, showing monthly expansion of plus 2.2 versus June's minus 8.02. So I guess it's a little less bad as it was before, unexpectedly. Other readings are more downbeat. I guess we've had the good news, right? Including a minus 5.45% for new orders. All right? You shut off the order basket, folks, and the manufacturers, they all go on break. They go on holiday. They hand out the pink slips, and everybody goes home. The second negative reading in a row, and a minus 12.22 reading for unfilled orders that suggests manufacturers in the region are aggressively working down their backlog inventories, also contracted, as did the work week. Well, not really good news for New York. Industrial production, going to have to be here, folks. This is where we take materials out of the ground, you know. You get all the raw materials and you bring them into the industries and they have to produce. Unfortunately, the highlight, manufacturing output was flat in June. Flat. Yeah, it's like the tire on my wheelbarrow. Business inventories. Inventories are on the high side right now. Well, what does that tell us? Yeah, the big box stores, they're stacked to the roof. Problem is, no buyers. Guess that's all we need to hear there. Go to the next one. The EIA natural gas, EIA, it sounds like old McDonald's natural gas report here. EIA, oh my God. Natural gas in storage rose 84 billion cubic feet in the July 8th week to 2,611 billion cubic feet. An injection of 80 billion cubic feet was expected. Note that the hot weather so far in July week is pulling back the expectations for the size of next week's injection. So they're going to practice abstinence, I guess, and they won't inject any more natural gas. But that's what's happening. Consumer price index. The consumer price inflation turned negative for the first time in 12 months on another decline in energy costs. Consumer price index in June dipped 0.2%, following a 0.2% increase the month before. Turning to the major components, energy dropped 4.4%. Following a 1% decline, gasoline fell 6.8% after decreasing 2% in May. Food price inflation slowed with a 0.02 small percent gain, blah, blah, blah. Within the core, new vehicles increased by 0.6%. Used cars and trucks jumped by 1.6%. Big, big jump there. And apparel increased 1.4%. So people are buying the junkers and they're buying new shirts. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Talking about little baskets, let's go to Timmy Geithner's little basket right here. Geithner says, no more time for debt talk. That's right, no more time for debt talk. Kevin Constabile or something like that. And Cheyenne Hopkins, wow, collaboratively writing. Wonder who brought the cappuccino, who brought the pencils. Anyway, little Timmy, Mr. Pilgrims, check him out. Pilgrims, Pilgrim Society, P-I-L-G-R-I-M-S. Tim Geithner, Timothy Geithner, it'll ought to pop right up for you. Treasury Secretary Timmy F. Geithner, little Timmy, warned lawmakers there's no possible extension to the time limit to raise the federal debt ceiling as Standard & Poor's put the U.S. sovereign rating on watch for a downgrade. I think it's about time we put Standard & Poor's and Moody's on a watch for a downgrade. These guys are dealmakers. Not good folk. I don't like them at all. As a matter of fact, the longer I study them, the rating agencies look like part of the problem, not part of the solution. Anyway, Timmy's trying to cajole, all right? Another one of these fearmongers. Here's the quote. There's no way to give Congress more time. Sure there is, Timmy. You could just go to the Bahamas and stay there. On lifting the debt limit, Geithner said, after meeting with Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill in Washington, he has repeatedly said U.S. borrowing authority will end on August the 2nd without congressional action. Well, that's what we all want. Quit borrowing money. These guys went to college. I can't believe it. They haven't figured it out yet. The Keynesian School of Economics is broke. Was broke from its inception. Geithner's remarks suggested that the Treasury Department is approaching the end of its efforts to shift federal cash flows to avert a breach of the mandated borrowing limit. Cash flows. You toxic slime. Anyway, the S&P today joined Moody's Investors Service in warning that the nation may lose its top AAA rating. Who cares about credit ratings anyway? I mean, the bottom line is the guy pay or does the guy not pay? The bottom line here is that a debt that's too big to pay cannot be repaid, and we're going to have to default on it eventually. So let's just get it on, Timmy. Saying that there's a, quote, small, though increasing risk of default on U.S. debt obligations. Well, even grade schoolers can figure this one out. The debt limit's proximity has left investors unfazed. Yeah, that's right, because why? Well, we all know that they're going to jack it up anyway. With the Treasury attracting higher than average demand for a third consecutive sale at an auction of 30-year bonds today. Those 30-year bonds, by the way, running 4.48%. Hey, I'll tell you, the Fed Reserve, they win no matter what. They win no matter what. Even if they buy the debt, they're still thinking of an interest rate on it anyway. We've looked at all the available options. No, we haven't, Timmy. You're still in America. And so is Barry the usurper. Maybe you guys ought to take a trip to Indonesia. We've looked at all the available options, and we have no way to give Congress more time to solve this problem. We're running out of time, Geithner said. Stealing his lines from, oh, I don't know, Robert Rubin, maybe. Old Benny Benjamin Shalom. Yeah, they all use the same lines. The eyes of the country are on us. And the eyes of the world are on us, and we need to make sure that we stand together and send a definitive signal that we're going to take the necessary steps to avoid default. Little Timmy Geithner, the head cheese of the Pilgrims, said. Yeah. I wonder if he got the email from the Queen. The U.S.'s long-term debt ratings may be lowered by one or more notches into the AA category. Alcoholics Anonymous. Well, these money junkies probably are going into withdrawal. In the category, next 3 months, the S&P concludes that Congress and President Barry the usurper how could they say president and Barry the Usurper the same? Oh, they did, and I did. Administrations haven't achieved a credible solution. They haven't achieved a credible damn thing. All right, let's go to the next article. Tired of that one already. I'll tell you what. Anything to get his name back into the news. Weakening U.S. consumer income expectations point to a slowdown in spending. Hope they didn't have to go to school long to figure this one out. Anna Louise Jackson and Anthony Feld, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. Consumers are turning more pessimistic about their income prospects, an indication that household spending will grow at a slower pace compared with a year earlier. Grow at a slower pace? But that's dying, isn't it? The share of Americans foreseeing a drop in wages over the next 6 months topped the proportion projecting an increase. That is the lowest reading since October of 2010, according to Lynn Franco, the director of the group's Consumer Research Center. Weak income expectations will continue to hold back consumer spending. I got my belt tightened up. I only breathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays now. She said in an interview this week, overall, we expect growth in real personal consumption to remain sluggish. All right? America is the dumping ground of the world's products, and the people in this country are so broke, it ain't no joke, and they're not spending any more, and they're not buying these lies. All right, let's go to the next one. Thought this was rather unusual. Carmageddon boosts gridlock survival services. Carmageddon. This is about how depraved the country has gotten. Michael White and Andy Fulmer, or something, weird-looking name that he has there. Andy, just change your name. Maybe it's Fixmer. I don't know. Can't read it. Too small. Closing the busiest stretch of freeway in L.A. this weekend may hurt businesses in the area, except for companies like Waze and JetBlue Airways Corporation that help travelers find a way around the mess. Can you imagine? People in L.A., so depraved and stupid. They won't change their plans. They're like a bunch of lemmings, man. They know right where they're going to go, and they're going to go there all the time, right? They don't care whether the short portion of the interstate's closed or not. They're going where they're going. Anyway, the shutdown of part of Interstate 405, an event known as Carmageddon to local media. Carmageddon. Wow. May back up traffic by as much as 30 miles. These people ought to stay home, man. This would be a great weekend, you know, for a Barbie. Maybe get some housework done. A spokeswoman for Los Angeles International Airport. Residents have been warned to stay home or map out alternate routes during the closure of a 10-mile stretch that links LA's. I can't even imagine a piece of news like this or a headline like this. You know, shut a 10-mile stretch of road and it's making national news. Waze, a mobile application that helps drivers navigate around traffic jams. My God. If it wasn't for your little iPod or tippy-tappy thing, you wouldn't be able to figure it out. We used to have maps. You know, people used to even remember where the hell they were going. Let's see now. Where do I work? Oh, I don't know. I better check my little map thing here. It'll tell me to turn left at the right place. You know, Waze, a mobile application that helps drivers navigate around traffic jams, has added more than 80,000 active users, an increase of about two-thirds in a market that is its biggest, said Deanne Eisner, a vice president at the Palo Alto, California-based startup. When we heard about this, we thought we had to find a way to respond, Eisner said in an interview. This really becomes an important showcase to show us all just how ignorant people have become, like a bunch of freaking lemmings, and they can't find their way around a traffic jam. Other companies see opportunities, too. Briles Wing and Helicopter, Inc. is offering to whisk passengers over the gridlock, listen, for $1,100 per person. And they put a countdown to the closure clock on their website. JetBlue marketed $4 Carmageddon flyover flights between Long Beach, south of the closure, and Burbank in the valley. The four flights have sold out. These people are out of their minds. Maybe Mexico has the right idea. Let's just go ahead and give them back California. Fiat, Chrysler, to have one management structure. Sergio Marchionne says, Tommaso Ebhart is writing this one for Bloomberg. Fiat SPA and Chrysler Group LLA will have a single management structure soon. Sergio Marchionne, he's probably Catholic, chief executive officer of both companies said today as he takes another step towards merging the two car companies. Okay, so we got Fiat and Chrysler. The Fiesler, a Chrysler at Fiat Chrysler. Weird. Anyway, we'll pick that one up right after this.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So now we're going to have a Fiat Chrysler, I guess. That'll just be in creating these automobiles out of thin air. Anyway, let's jump over here, go to the telephones and say good morning to Ron in Missouri. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Remember, you may have to do a little bit of research back in the post-disgrace, St. Louis newspaper, for those around the world. Back 3 years ago, remember when they shut down Highway 4064? It was Carmageddon, the end of the world was coming, St. Louis has come to a complete stop, Jesus Christ is coming back. I mean, we had to pray to, I mean, it was just unbelievable, the propaganda that went on for that thing, and you know what? One thing, they actually did it the right way. They shut that highway completely down for 2 years. Well, actually, they did it in like 21 months. They got done 3 months early. You know, instead of trying to work with everybody whizzing around you at 80 miles an hour, they actually shut it completely down, which I think is the only way to ever work on a highway because people are crazy.
Well, that's what they're doing out in L.A. They're going to replace a bridge, I guess, or fix a bridge. But is that in up in St. Louis, is that when that bridge fell?
No, no, no. This is Highway 40, 64. We call it 40. The U.S. government calls it 64, so we're right. I mean, the government's wrong. They actually replaced, much of the lanes and the bridges. And, the thing was like 50 years, 60 years old, whatever. I mean, it was one of those complete highway makeovers about like a 10-mile stretch. Go do your research back in the postal scrapes and, watch some of the news footage. And, I mean, they had people out there. I mean, they couldn't get the work. They were going to have to stay at home for 2 years. I mean, it was just unbelievable, the propaganda that went on. And, actually, the one thing I did agree with is, as I say, when they really shut it all down, I mean, you couldn't get on the darn thing. And I thought that was the only way for people to be safe and work on the darn thing.
Absolutely. It's not at all a fun thing to work flat work anyway. And when you have to choke it down and work one lane at a time, and I have, it is a challenge. There's no doubt about it, because you've got cars and trucks and the semis coming by. And, anybody that's ever been along or hitchhiked on a highway, that when two or three semis come by, tailgating each other, the wind, the vortex that comes up behind that, I mean, it'll pull rebar up off the ground, So, yeah, you're right. I think that's the best way to do it. And besides, there once was a day when the highway wasn't there. Surely we can find a way around.
Well, see, that's what I kept telling everybody. And, if you get a chance, go back to look at some of the old news footage from the TV up here. And, I mean, oh, man, you just would have... I kept watching this and said, guys, there's other roads in this city. This is not the only highway in this city. I'm just like, it was unbelievable to hear the people on there screaming bloody murder. And they said if they did it the old-fashioned way, one or two lanes at a time, it was going to take them 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this. Remember after the Oakland earthquake out there in California, whatever highway it was, I don't know the system. But anyway, whatever it was, the state people boys said they wanted no federal money, and they gave the contractor, I forgot how many, whatever dollars, millions on this thing, if they could reopen that, the Oakland Bridge within 90 days, and they actually did it like in 85 days.
There you go.
Without the federal government money and everybody else. And hey, by the way, that one commercial you guys always play for the Frankenfood,
Yep.
You guys ought to get that song Frankenstein that came out all about maybe 20 years ago and play that in the background.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a Halloween. Hey. That's a Halloween bump on Mike Chambers' broadcast, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Don't let all this fear mongering. And hey, by the way, on this debt ceiling, Rush Limbaugh, he has a little update on Cam Wexler, and he actually did have a very good point the other morning. He goes, well, if we really wanted to solve this debt problem, how about getting rid of all the agencies that we don't even need under the Constitution? He says, boy, we'd have billions and trillions of dollars left.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. You've got an absolute plethora of them that's, the alphabet soup, and they're killing us, they're choking us. And some of them, they're an agency, all right, but they, they're in a janitor's closet someplace. There's two desks jammed in there, and these guys are making $250,000 a year, and because of their seniority, they can't be fired. And they just sit there and do nothing year in and year out. So I think you're absolutely right. I call it Operation Clean Sweep. We need to start at the very top with the executive orders and sweep our way all the way back down to our county courthouses and right back to our town councils.
Well, since you said county courthouses, over here in St. Charles, they have two people who don't have to come to work. One would get like 60, 70 grand a year. He retired, but they keep him on that salary in case they need his expertise.
Well, I remember a story one time about General Electric, I think it was. So one of the big electrical cabinet manufacturers, and they had a guy like that, one of their pros that had been on forever and ever. And one day they had a great big blackout. I can't remember where it was in America. This is a true story. And so they put him on an airline, and he flew in. It was, had all the huge expense. They had a hotel for him. They had a limousine ready for him. He gets there to the place where the problem was. He puts on his white coveralls, takes his little briefcase, walks in. He comes all the way up there, and he walks up to a cabinet, and he takes his briefcase, opens it up, takes a piece of chalk out, makes an X on it. And then he turns around, walks out carrying his briefcase, and they go, my God, we've spent $500,000 to get you here. Aren't you going to fix it? He says, I put the X on the cabinet. That's the limit of my knowledge. You go in there and fix it. I know where the problem is. You repair it.
A funny story. Sam over there at Liberty Radio was telling me, out there in Owensville, he was telling me when he was up in Kansas City in their phone system, they have these phantom exchanges, like here it's 969, like for request numbers and all that garbage. Well, all the new phone people up there in Kansas City didn't know how to install one for our radio station. They had to call a couple of the old guys out of retirement.
Well, that's it. I mean, what we're talking about is the knowledge. You know, knowledge is powerful. It's combined with action. You know, it really takes on a new dimension. But a lot of times, you know, we discount the knowledge bank that lays out there. So, you know, even though we've got some people out, you know, that maybe are on retainers and stuff like that, if they're the only one that know how to turn the switch on and off, then I guess we could afford to keep them around. But I think we've got far too much of that excess in the system, and we need to purge it. And we need to purge it right now. And the more difficult the time gets, this is the time where everybody's ox is going to get gored. All of the fat cats that are out there on these high pensions and laying out there in the background, all of these people need to get their tree shook up one time so that they understand that we're all part of this system and that nobody is more special, let's say, than the next guy. I really don't like special. You know, special always has kind of bothered me. There's lots of that kind of graft and corruption, all of the, you know, these guys. It's time to do an Operation Clean Sweep, and we need to do it, and we need to do it really fast.
Well, one final comment on the commercial side of this whole thing. We have a little store called Speakercraft, you know, high-end, you know, stereo stuff, and he accuses the average person of stealing from him, and the radio guy says, well, what do you mean? He was being interviewed. He goes, they come and ask me what kind of speakers, what kind of amps. Then they go online so they can save $20, and he says, I won't be here in another 3 to 5 years. Then where are they going to get the information from?
Exactly. And you're right.
But it really makes a good point. I never thought of it like that.
Well, you know, this is the part where if we continue to, retire early and retire out all of our engineers and the architects and the structural engineers, the electrical engineers, all the manufacturing plants, we shut down all the plants, we lose that intellectual heritage. We lose that knowledge base. And, you know, we'll be going over to China and asking them to send an expert team over here to do repairs for us because we won't have the collective consciousness necessary to be able to keep our system afloat. You know, we didn't get here overnight, but we sure are breaking down in a decade.
One final comment. Go read the book Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, and that's her point about this, how the government steals your intellectual ability and your, you know, ability to do anything, and basically all of the people with any kind of ability just kept disappearing in this book, and then nobody knew how to do anything, and everybody was blaming everything, and the government was supposed to come to the rescue with people that knew nothing.
And who is John Galt?
There you go. Exactly. You're absolutely right.
Excellent.
Hey, have a good one.
All right, thanks for calling
Bye-bye.
In this morning. Okay. Well, there's Ron from Missouri. Lots of great points, lots of interesting things, and there's so much laying out there that's on top of us, and, you know, we're dealt out this measly deck of cards by Bloomberg each morning that's supposed to pass for news. Anyway, it's new, newsy news to me, and so I just walk through the articles just to kind of keep track of the threads that are being advanced. But here we've got, you know, once again, just like Ron was saying, but now we've got Fiat and Chrysler merging, and Fiat's going to run Chrysler. So much for my Dodge truck. Anyway, let's let that one run. The demon, Jamie Dimon, he says the mortgage clash swells as everybody's going to sue. This is good news, really. Rick Green writing this one for Bloomberg yesterday late. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon said clashes, here's the shysters eating the loan sharks and spitting out regulars, clashes over faulty mortgages may drag on as investors and regulators demand compensation for soured loans at the peak of the housing market. Important. Quote, there have been so many flaws in mortgages that it's been an unmitigated disaster. See, Jamie's just coming to this. We've been talking about this for damn near a year. We just really need to clean it up for the sake of everybody, and everybody's going to sue everybody else, and it's going to go on for a long time, close quote, Dimon said. Yeah, that's right, Jamie. We really need to clean it up, and let's start by cleaning you out, all right? J.P. Morgan disclosed about $2.5 billion in second quarter costs tied to faulty mortgages and foreclosures. And they ain't seen the end of it yet. We'll be right back.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back into this story about the shyster bankster gangsters and the rest of them up there with their fraudulent reserve banking system and the unmitigated disaster that they've made out of mortgages. All right, they've destroyed the chain of title. They've made billions and billions and billions and billions, quadrillions and trillions, whatever, selling and reselling and repackaging these credit default options and all the rest of that stuff, credit default swaps. These guys ought to be doing some serious time. I mean, we got to just sell the buildings, you know, put them all in prison, sell the buildings, give the money back to the people or something. I don't know what you would do with it. It's not even money. What do you do with it? It's all just toxic slime, right? Anyway, J.P. Morgan disclosed about $2.5 billion in second quarter costs tied to faulty mortgages and foreclosures. $2.5 billion. The bank added $1.27 billion to litigation reserves, mostly for mortgage matters, and incurred a $1 billion in expenses tied to foreclosures, according to a slideshow. Don't know whether they had Grumpy the Clown to go along with that slideshow. Accompanying today's earnings report, repurchase losses were $223 million, according to the company, which ranks second by assets among U.S. banks, second only, of course, to Bank of America. I don't know whether that's the Bank of Italia or the Vatican Bank or just what it is. Banks are struggling to staunch their losses. In other words, they're hemorrhaging red here, folks. tied to loans based on missing or wrong data about borrowers and properties and facing probes of foreclosures that may have used falsified documents. Lenders led by Bank of America have reimbursed investors for losses on mortgages. And New York-based J.P. Morgan said that it has $3.3 billion in costs so far on repurchases from government-backed firms such as Fannie Mae. Well, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Freddie Mac, no relation to Johnny Mac. J.P. Morgan's additional litigation reserves may help cover fees and assessments related to foreclosure delays and payments for other settlements, including probes by the U.S. Department of Justice and the state attorneys general. The bank said litigation reserves also cover projected costs tied to so-called private label mortgage bonds that may have contained faulty loans, the lender said. All right. So things are just not looking too good. But again, let's not cry too much for $1.27 billion. It's kind of like on the order of what's going down as Macondo continues to gently weep and weep and weep for the Gulf and all the people that were impacted by the Macondo blowout. Fund managers, fund manager McCrudden, and I liked this one, wants to show shared hatred of regulators at a trial. Now, this guy's getting a little bit of pressure. Got to be careful what you write in emails, but at least he was speaking his mind. It sounds like Tom Wiedich, writing for Bloomberg, a former hedge fund manager set to be tried next week on charges he threatened to kill regulators, wants to show the jury that his statements were part of a public dialogue about the corruption of the financial system, an argument a judge could bar in a ruling today. All right, this was yesterday. News. Vincent P. McCrudden. McCrudden. I mean, would you put money in his fund management? I wouldn't, McCrudden. Anyway, 50 years old, he's accused of threatening the lives of 47 current and former oficiales, including Securities and Exchange Commission Chairwoman Mary L. Shapiro and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission Chairman Gary Gensler. I guess Gary turned off his laptop, quit watching porn long enough to go to the courtroom, as well as employees of the National Futures Association and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, Inc. I guess he sent some hate mail around. McCrudden wants to, quote, introduce evidence that there is an ardent and vocal community. Golly, I wonder if he's a listener to Become Vocal Local, because there is an ardent and vocal community of people within the financial world, buddy, it's not limited to that, who believe, rightly or wrongly, that these organizations are corrupt and or inept, close quote. His lawyer wrote in a court filing this month. Man, amicus, what is it, curiae, friend of the court? Maybe we all need to send emails to these judges and let them know that McCrudden is on the point. A federal judge is expected to rule at a hearing today. That would be yesterday. How did this turn out? On what evidence will be allowed? Opening arguments are scheduled to begin on July the 18th in a federal court in Central Islip, New York. Any of our listeners out there in Central Islip, New York, get in there with your cameras. Support this guy. Write some signs up, placards. Go up and down with, call the bullhorn boy. Maybe he'll come out and march around on the sidewalk. McCrudden, who was also a commodities trader, has been held without bail since he was arrested on January the 13th from returning from Singapore. He's charged with threatening the regulators in profanity-filled emails. And after the CFTC sued him in December, in web postings, McCrudden has said he's being persecuted for fighting back against unfair regulatory actions that destroyed his career. Now, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's just starting to ramp up. No logical connection. This, the government seeks to preclude evidence of alleged corruption at the agencies or of vendettas against McCrudden by their employees. Quote, the defendant offers no logical connection between his threats to kill more than 40 people and the vague beliefs of unidentified members of an undefined group. Assistant U.S. Attorney Christopher Caffaroni and James McMahon wrote in court papers. So please, folks, you've got to be specific. Get your facts straight. Show me the law. Show me your facts. Show me your evidence. Skip the part about stringing them up. We'd all like to invest in hemp rope. I think it'll be a bang-up stock in the future. But nevertheless, Be careful when you're sending emails threatening to kill people. McCrudden's lawyer, Bruce A. Barkett, said in a filing the information would put his client's comments, quote, in the context of an ongoing public discussion and the honesty and efficacy of the financial regulatory system to determine whether they were true threats or simply political opinion. All right? So this guy's getting the railroad here. And I think he is speaking, you know, he's vocalizing the public outrage at these corrupt agencies. Barkett included a Rolling Stone magazine article entitled, Why Isn't Wall Street in Jail? And a statement by former CFTC Administrative Law Judge George H. Painter saying a colleague told him he would never rule in favor of an investor against a broker. And it continues, like the article, it's going on. This guy's on the hot seat right now. He's expressing the popular rage, all right? And he's getting slapped for it. Wheat slides for a second day as importers may favor Russia over the U.S. In the EU, wheat fell for a second day in Chicago on speculation. Buyers of the grain will turn to Russian supplies and shun the U.S. and the European Union. Rice slid on the news. China almost doubles its rare earth export quota. China, the world's biggest supplier of rare earths, almost doubled its export quota for the second half from a year ago, a change the European Union said actually adds restrictions to the overseas shipments. Well, one thing that China is doing in this article is they're practicing some sound monetary policy and some sound fiscal policy. They know that they're dealing with a limited commodity at a time when these commodities are precious, and they're backing off on how much they want to send export out of their country. Maybe if we would follow some of China's leads here, we could improve our own positions in the import-export trade. Gold may gain next week on federal stimulus signals, debt concerns, a survey shows. All right, Nicholas Larkin writing. Gold may extend its gains from a record as concern about more U.S. economic stimulus and debt woes in the country and Europe boost demand for a protection of wealth, the survey found. 24 out of 27 traders, investors, and analysts surveyed by Bloomberg, or 89%, said bullion will rise next week. We'll just have to wait and see. Are they right? Are they right? Are we going to see $1,600 gold by Wednesday? Possibly. Well, right out of the frying pan into the fire, extreme heat will torment the U.S. Midwest before coming to the East Coast. If you're on the East Coast, look out. I've been sweating buckets here in central Missouri, southwest corner. Sunny Missouri, just a little too sunny and just a little too damn hot. Brian Sullivan writing this one. Temperatures may near 100 degrees as far north as Minnesota as a heat wave builds in the central U.S. this weekend, threatening to boost energy usage and damage crops before spreading on to the East Coast. An excessive heat watch, meaning temperatures will feel hotter than 105 degrees Fahrenheit or 41 degrees Celsius, has been issued by the National Weather Service for eastern Kansas and Nebraska. The heat is the definite number one market driver as far as the fundamentals, said Jim Rullier, an energy meteorologist. This will rival historic heat waves, and is it hot here? It's over 90 degrees already this morning. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, July the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, closing out the week with a big basket full of new newsy news right off the Bloomberg and other websites. Big heat wave barreling down on the East Coast coming out of the Midwest, and boy, I tell you, has it ever been hot. But it's not good news for farmers, not good news for farmers. Soybean crops, wheat yields, corn, all this is in danger as long as the heat continues to be at or near 100 degrees on a daily basis. Unbearable. Very, very hot. If you know somebody that's old and tired, you might want to check them out and find out that they have air conditioning. And if they don't, why don't you invite them over and play cards today? Keep them cool and comfortable with lots of fluids coming. Retaliation to rocket fire. What's this one all about? Israeli Air Force strikes 6 Gaza targets in retaliation to bottle rocket fire. Glenn Ackerman and Saud Abu Ramadan. Writing this one for Bloomberg, new news. You know, you never want to pee on the wall over in Israel, or they'll shoot you up. Israel's Air Force struck the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip early today after rockets hit the Israeli south as violence escalated after weeks of relative calm. 7 rockets have hit Israel since July the 13th. This is when they, like, you know, go out in the ocean, find a one of those bottlenose porpoises or dolphins, and then they throw them over the wall. That's supposed to be a rocket. 7 rockets have hit Israel since July the 13th, causing no damage or injury. And the Israeli's military has launched 3 airstrikes on Gaza, an army spokesman said, speaking anonymously, according to regulation. Palestinian health officials said at least 5 people were wounded in these strikes. That's right. Don't ever piss off the Israelis. They'll wipe you out, right? Man. July 13th news. U.S. House votes to end EPA water pollution oversight. This out of the Charleston Gazette. Charleston, West Virginia, fueled by coal industry complaints about the usurper's administration crackdown on mountaintop removal. That's kind of how you get the coal out there, Barry. Been happening for a long time. I used to work with an engineering land surveying company, and we were working on the Palmer Coke and Coal Company's coal holdings. You just take the entire mountain down. That's what you do. And then you put a subdivision right down there where the bottom of the mountain used to be. But that's how you extract coal. Anyway, I guess you haven't figured it out yet. Administration's on mountaintop removal. Legislation passed the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday that would strip federal regulators of their authority to make state agencies properly police water pollution. House members approved the legislation by a vote of 239 to 184. The legislation faces an uncertain future in the Senate and a veto threat from the White House, but its approval by the House provides a symbolic victory for critics of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. I think it's time to sell the computers, roll up the carpets, sell all of the little desks and chairs, and send the Environmental Protection Agency packing. The reality is that the agency is strong-arming the states. All right, and they've been doing this for a long time. Rather than bringing the sides together and bringing balance, they have widened the divide. And why shouldn't they? They were created by the gangster banksters, the captains of finance and industry in the first place, and they know who butters their bread. Rahal, ranking Democrat on the committee House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, joined with committee chairman John Micah, Republican of Florida, to push legislation that they dubbed the Clean Water Cooperative Federalism Act of 2011. Wow, more to this story than meets the eye. And it goes on. Interesting stuff. But they're scrabbling again. The Greens against the Browns, and the Browns against the Greens, and the Greens against the Browns, and the Browns against the Greens.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com. Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we'll close out the day's news with this article off the Telegraph, Jonathan Wynn Jones writing, Lord Patton takes on the big cheeses of the BBC. This article coming out. Let's see what we got here. Lord Patton has wasted no time in addressing one of the biggest criticisms of the BBC by vowing to ban bonuses and cut the pay given to the corporation's executives. It'll come as a relief to the license fee payers who have to struggle to understand why a publicly funded organization should have nearly 60 managers earning more than the prime minister. It gives you an idea of how important publicity is in this system, how important propaganda is to the continuance of the international bankster gangsters and globalism in general. Rank-and-file staff at the corporation will also be pleased by the move, having constantly complained at the discrepancies between their pay and that of their bosses. Mark Thompson, the director general, earned 17 times the average wage of £40,000. He was told by Stephen Sacker, the presenter of Hard Truth, that huge numbers of his staff thought his salary was plain, wrong, and corrosive. While the director general has overseen a freeze on bonuses to its executives, there has been little appetite to go further in bringing their salaries down. So the big guys, the big bucks, the big propagandists, they rake it in. The rest of us get to have the leftovers. Everyone will have a bowl of rice as you become more self-sufficient, right? Anywho, back to our discussion. Been working our way through this week The New World of Henry St. Simon, a book by Frank Emanuel that gives us a window into understanding who is this man, St. Simon. Who is this mysterious creature that nobody wants to talk about in public? Well, he was quite the fellow. Kind of ranks up there with an Aleister Crowley in my book. Rather interesting chap, to say the least. But he has certainly influenced some of the most important minds and thinkers of the revolutionary, the Republican period in Europe. All right? And that, of course, bleeds over into the UK and into the US. As we find positivism, August Comte's style, flowing through our education, academia, at every level of our society, right down to your university extension agents. It's full of the Agenda 21. It's all based on basically the same material. All right. So when St. Simon, the declassed aristocrat, was trying to establish relationships with her, Madame de Stael. Now, everybody knows about Madame Blavatsky, but have you ever read anything written by Madame de Stael? It's S-T-A-E-L. S-T-A-E-L, Madame de Stael, D-E-S-T-A-E-L, was the most famous woman in Europe. The center of a coterie of ideologues who had once expected to use Napoleon as a figurehead in order to rule France, excuse me, on the morrow of the 18th of Brumaire. Of course, they changed the calendar, remember? We'd like to do that, too. We'd like to go right back to the year 2000, you know, and just etch a sketch away this last decade. If you want to read about what happened in this decade, we'll have to go to the appendices in history and look at the corruption before the American patriots took back the country and saved the world, the real good story. Yeah, we'll have to go back and revisit this. We'll just X their names out of history. You'll look for Barry the Usurper, and all you'll see in the encyclopedia is a black spot. Anyway, the center of a coterie of ideologues who had once expected to use Napoleon as a figurehead in order to rule France on the morrow of the 18th of Brumaire, 1799, Madame de Stael's group were under the illusion that they had raised a pliable Marcus Aurelius. Right? To the throne, and that through him the Institute would govern. That's a capital I, Institute, would govern. The scientists and the ideologues, a great aristocracy of talent, a new ruling class would fill the councils of the state and control the educational system, which had determined its character. 1799, right? We're still dealing with it today. To their utter consternation, as soon as Napoleon seized power, he summoned former nobles and ex-Jacobin politicians to his side, and alienated himself from the ideologues in their eyes, an act of dark betrayal. You got all the Kool-Aid drinking change agents, you know, supporting Barry the Usurper, and then he turns right round and stabs them in the back like a Napoleon. Bush did much the same. When they discovered their folly, they became his mortal enemies, shooting ironic barbs at him, denouncing him, plotting his overthrow. Napoleon soon learned that there was no wrath like that of an intellectual spurned, especially if the intellectual was a woman of the pen, Madame de Stael. The literature became the irate manifesto of the intellectuals against the man who had excluded them from power. Its central proposition on the surface seemed innocuous, a restatement of Condorcet's ideas of progress 5 years after its grand formulation. And then it goes on in French, and I'll spare you my translation. But in the tense political atmosphere, the doctrine of human perfectibility was no mere philosophical abstraction. What is this idea of human perfectibility? This is the idea that was advanced in part by Aleister Crowley. This is the perfectibility of man. This is perfectibilists, all right? This is the little g god men raising themselves up to the level of gods, right? No stern and unturned. It was a battle cry of philosophers and ideologues against the tyrant. Throughout, Madame de Staël proclaimed her alignment with the philosophers Turgot, Ferguson, Kant, that's K-A-N-T, Kant, Condorcet, and she added with a snide thrust the Talleyrand of the Report on Education to the National Assembly against the military hero. She looked upon the personal despotism of the first consul as a denial of the moral perfectibility of man and an affirmation that man needed the mailed fist to maintain order and to curb his anarchic tendencies. So now we're touching on anarchy. We're talking about order out of chaos, the mailed fist, all right, mail, chain mail, the mailed fist to maintain order. That's your Department of Homeland Security. Her treatise was none too gentle reminder for Bonaparte that military glory was sterile and that that only the philosophers could shed luster upon an age. Now we're back and we're invoking, you know, the writings of Plato's Republic, all right, philosopher kings. In reviewing the revolutions of the world in the succession of centuries, there is one primary idea which I never lose sight of, that is the perfectibility of the human species. I do not think that this great achievement of moral nature has ever been abandoned. In centuries of light, as well as centuries of darkness, the gradual advance of the human spirit has never been interrupted. Now we've got Barbara Marx Hubbard in here, and the rest of these transhumanists, those that think that they're going to become the star children for the universe, and the rest of us will just get the hind titty or the guillotine, I suppose. In examining the contemporary state of knowledge, in a work nominally devoted to a history of literature, she came to the conclusion that, quote, our veritable riches are the sciences. Madame de Staël. Now we begin scientific materialism in 1799. What she called the philosophy of the positive sciences. And now we're touching upon Auguste Comte, all right? His system of positive philosophy, his system of positive polity, and the catechism of the positive religion, or the universal religion of humanity. Humanity, liberty, equality, fraternity. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
You know, unfortunately, we look at the French Revolution and so few really understand it, but the blood was running, you know, as high as a horse's bridle at the time. A very dangerous time to be alive, but as we can go to a book like this and find someone so principled and, see, ultimately influential as was Henri Saint-Simon and then ultimately Auguste Comte, if we can connect the dots with all of these other names, you know, it was years before I came to this book. After I'd already started into the study, I got this one in July of 2005. But this book was very, very important for me because it helped me to go so many other places. You know, I like to say that we always start in the dictionary, you know, practicing the trivium, getting our grammar in order. And then we move from that into the encyclopedias. And these, of course, from our study of Deborah Bouchard's book, Legal Research and Writing for the Paralegal, these are considered secondary sources in law. And then we move from those, from the encyclopedias and the dictionaries, from them we move into the authors. And so here we have Frank Emmanuel writing this book, The New World of Henri Saint-Simon. And in this book he begins to tie together and connect all the dots to all of the people that were around the periphery of Claude Henri Duverroy Saint-Simon and the founding, ultimately, not only of the Saint-Simonians, but through his disciple and defected by a schism, Auguste Comte, the beginning of positivism. But here, we can find that Madame de Staël was spot on this idea before even Comte. What she called the philosophy of the positive sciences, a neologism, she used numerous times in this treatise, was at the heart of all human progress in morals and in politics. She adopted Condorcet's idea, Condorcet now, the idea that the law of probabilities, all right? So we go back and we look at Blaise Pascal, you know, and his, you know, he's the guy that when you go out and you play the lottery, you go out and get involved with probability of all kinds. He's the guy that really put that on the map, all right? But here Condorcet's idea that the law of probabilities would make the predetermination of political action feasible. What are we talking about? The predetermination of political action feasible. Isn't that what Tavistock does? The Brookings Institute? You know, the report from Iron Mountain? All the various think tanks? The Council on Foreign Relations? The Trilateral Commission? You know, Tavistock, the rest of them? Isn't that what they do? They look at the laws of probability. They put them into their beast systems, their computers, and they run out and they predetermine all of the possible outcomes of various political choices. Thomas P.M. Barnett, military, now looking at the internet as being a battleground. La politique, the politic, is still a science to be created, all right? Political science, just coming on us, just coming at us. And then Auguste Comte turns around and he writes his System of Positive Polity, enormous treatise on political science. But ultimately, the combination of experience and axioms, they're bringing math into this stuff now, will yield results so positive that one might succeed in reducing all the problems of the moral sciences to a mathematical series, to deductions and proofs. And now we're all over the trivium with our grammar and with our logic and the rhetoric, selling the ideas. In a preface to the second edition of her book, she announced that the scientific progress would inevitably induce moral progress, quote, because in augmenting the power of man, it becomes necessary to strengthen the check rein which prevents man from abusing it. Check rein being like a bridle and reins, check rein, the check rein. For those of us that don't ride horses, we would know that off the top of our heads. But again, because in augmenting the power of man, when we talk about transhumanism, article on Bloomberg today shows a fellow with his head shaved, and on one side of his head, he's got this computer device jammed into his side, the side of his head, right? Transhumanism. In augmenting the power of man, the computing systems in general, the interoperable, interconnected nature of modern man. Doug Owen reported on it yesterday. Young people were asked, you know, would they accept $1 million to get off the internet and never come back? Most of the young ones said no. They can see the advantage of sticking with what they've got. And they love it. And they want it to be that way. Napoleon had cannily separated the physical scientists from the moral scientists. Right? There's a blurring going on here. There's a transformation, a broad sweeping change in man happening at this time period. I mean, people were still pooping outside, you know. Running water was a rarity. Some people didn't bathe but once a month, if at all. This is early on. Folks were still riding around on horses all the time, carriages and things. Napoleon had cannily separated the physical scientists from the moral scientists, retaining the former as his supporters, rejecting the latter, getting rid of the morals as being nothing but ideologues. This was Madame de Stael's major grievance, since it excluded her group. And in revenge, her shafts were aimed unerringly at the First Consul. Quote, the profound meditations which the combinations of the exact sciences require distract the scientists from interesting themselves in the events of the world. And nothing serves absolute monarchs better than men so profoundly preoccupied with the physical laws of the world that they abandon the moral order to whatever wants to seize it. And so you can look at this maniacal, you know, mayhem on Wall Street and elsewhere around the great fiscal centers of the world. HSBC Bank, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, and the rest of them. All right, these are the new temples. Nothing serves absolute monarchs better than men who are so profoundly preoccupied with bean counting and getting their master's degrees and their doctorate's degrees in minutiae. Sitting in their little laboratories working on genetic engineering, not seeing the bigger picture, not seeing what the outside, the downside risk of unleashing genetically modified corn in the U.S. would be, not only for this country, but around the world. Nothing serves an absolute monarch better than men who so profoundly are preoccupied with the physical laws of the world that they abandon the moral order to whoever wants to seize it. And so then we have the rise of this Christian Zionism and this foolish Judeo-Christian propaganda that came in late. Amazing. No doubt, the discoveries of the sciences must, in the long run, give new vigor to the lofty philosophy which judges people and kings. But this distant future does not at all terrify the tyrants. We've seen several of them protect the sciences and the arts. All have feared the natural enemies of protection itself, the thinkers and the philosophers. and you go up and you look at your bylaws for the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, your state party system, and they always include ex officio members is the academia, the top of the pile, the creme de la creme in your state-run universities, your land-grant colleges and universities, joined at the hip. All have feared that the natural enemies of protection itself, the thinkers and the philosophers, the natural enemies of protection itself. The enmity between the First Consul and the De Staël circle grew more violent with each new Napoleonic triumph. The ideologues actually hoped for his defeat at Marengo. The concordat with the Catholic Church and the peace treaties of 1801 and 1802, which rallied a substantial body of public opinion behind Napoleon, only embittered the ideologues in the tribunate and at the institute. At times, mercurial Madame de Staël longed for a reconciliation, even made overtures to him, but she confessed that she felt, quote, like a goose in Napoleon's presence. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com. Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And in a brief programming note, next Wednesday, yesterday I had the opportunity of speaking with Ilya Zloban. He is the fellow behind TrustedCoins.com, TrustedCoins.com, one of our sponsors. And I'm very interested in those coins that he has to offer the audience. I've always thought of those kind of coins as opinion pieces, basically by training for my gold and silver brokers, but opinion coins, you know, how can you establish a price or a value on these ancient coins? You know, from time to time, even in the catalogs, you'll see, you know, you can buy a whole bag of these old Roman coins, you know, for a buck or whatever. But how do you know what you're getting when you're looking at those things? And then if those of you have gone up on the website, TrustedCoins.com, you might find that some of that looks like a real interesting history lesson, too. So I contacted Ilya, and he's agreed to come on next Wednesday. We're going to have him on the first hour next Wednesday to go through this a little bit. But I hope I can count on you to be there and listen. And perhaps over the weekend, you jump up and look at that website, www.trustedcoins.com, and just, you know, scratch your head on it. You know, is this something that that we can count on? Is this something that's interesting? Is this another branch, you know, for us to explore? Certainly, coins have a way of, you know, documenting history. Look at all these, you know, facsimiles of coins that we have today with all the presidents and the president's wives and so on and so forth. But coins have been around for a long time, so I hope it'll be an interesting tete-a-tete and exchange, and I look forward to it next Wednesday. Hope you'll join us for that. Back into our discussion, again, look at a very incredible time period. Of course, Madame de Staël's running, you know, Diderot, Condorcet, Turgot, all of these guys, the philosophes. And here we're going to jump forward and continue. While the property holders were urged to contribute to the International Fund, and I'm not going to expound on that, they were not to render the scientists dependent upon them. The financial support of science was a necessity of the class interest of the property holders, the only means of safeguarding their temporal power, but it bestowed upon them no additional privileges. The advancement of science, that sounds peculiar, doesn't it? Like something right out of the United Nations. The advancement of science was a transcendent ideal for the whole of society, which towered above all existing class interests and superseded the interests of any single generation. So not only were we involved at the beginnings of the Industrial Revolution, you know, Robert Owen driving the Scottish peasantry down out of the highlands of Scotland and rewilding it, basically turning it back into breaking down all the walls and tearing down all the houses and turning it back into game lands, game preserves for the nobility. All right, they were all being driven down out of the highlands. They're coming, being brought in from Ireland and other places. The poor were being driven into places like Manchester, England, right into the waiting arms of Robert Owen. All right. And then the excess and the poor and the infirm and the weak and, you know, so on and so forth, they were being loaded up at the docks. Some just kidnapped and taken to the docks and put on board ships for the colonies, all right, as they started to export all of the indentured servants, the bond slaves and outright slaves and, you know, sex slaves or whatever they've got going, come into the colonies. Big time change happening here, but we can see that this new idea of science, the advancements in the sciences, you know, Bichat was just, you know, he was just getting into the physiology. He still didn't understand how the body worked. And we may not understand it today, but we're certainly down the road a lot further. But in those days, it was just hit and miss, baby. They were still trying to figure out how this works, you know. Anyway, the immediate effect of many scientific inventions. Can you imagine gaslighting, you know, then the beginning of electric lighting, steam power, all of that, you know. What a transformation it would be to have indoor plumbing when you've been pooping outside or in a Johnny bucket in the house for centuries. it's breathtaking to me. You know, the changes that they were going through then, it's just similar to what's happening today. The immediate effect of many scientific inventions was to impose severe hardship upon contemporaries. You know, you could say the very same today. But it was in the nature of things that one generation endure evil in order that future generations might enjoy the delights of a new creation. All right? And so what's the definition of sustainable development again? Right out of the Brundtland Report, 1987, United Nations World Commission on Environment and Development, quote, development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Such as has happened before, it happens again. Nothing new under the sun, using the same lines. That one generation endure evil in order that the future generation might enjoy the delights of a new creation. You know, jump over to the Declaration of Independence. That mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Same language, different continent, same time period. The good of humanity was not to be measured by the utilitarian standard of any one country or any one age. The greatest good of the greatest number. The happiness principle. All of these things coming on us. The criterion of the good was redefined as the good of humanity throughout all time. St. Simon gave poignant expression to the new version of immortality formulated by the philosophers, by Turgot and Diderot and Condorcet. Eternal life in the memory of all future generations of mankind. Eternal life in the memory of all future generations of mankind. And so the Rockefellers set up their foundations, and the Bill and Melinda Gates set up their foundations, and they're all hoping to be remembered on Wikipedia. And they're developing eternal life, the corporation, the legal fiction that never dies. You can't kill it. You can't even pierce the veil and get after the cretins behind it. Eternal life. St. Simon, eternal life in the memory of all future generations of mankind. And it was from this that August Comte perhaps styled his new calendar. In his new calendar, where we remember every single day of the year is given off to one or more individuals, the great people of history, the great men of ancients, the Ancient of Days, all of the great philosophers, all of the great scientists, all of the great inventors, you know. And every day of the year is named after one of them. Eternal life in the memory of all future generations of mankind. Jump forward a little bit more. If the elect of humanity, the elect of humanity, on one hand you can deny religion and on the other you embrace it and you create a new one. Aleister Crowley was into that, so was Thomas Jefferson, so have been a lot of people. But if the elect of humanity, the scientists, it's not the church, not the clergy, it's not the patriot, it's not the statesman, no. All this was changing. If the elect of humanity, the scientists, scientism, technocracy, techno-totalitarianism, if the elect of humanity, the scientists, were universally acclaimed the foremost men in the world, then the most elemental drives for human action would be transformed. The rich and the mighty of the earth would forsake their struggles for power and seek prestige and good works in order to win the greater glory. Good works. Good works. More stuff right out of the Bible there. The masses were now slaughtered in wars over issues which were alien to them. Sound familiar? As the jets overfly Gaza today? Conflicts among potentates for the possession of territory as the NATO bombers fly over Libya. If the powerful could have their martial instincts curbed, peace, peace, they cried, and there will be no peace, and switch to scientific endeavors, iPods and iPads, the people would be spared these massacres. What more cogent argument to encourage popular subscriptions for their fund, the ideologues. When he came to discuss voting for scientific effect, the memory of the revolutionary contest gave him pause. Though nominally he provided for popular balloting, he had a word of advice for the masses. They should rely on the judgment of the elite. Now, we're talking about it. Talking about St. Simon. Rely on the judgment of the elite. Quote, I shall tell you, my friends, the course which I shall follow in making my choice. I shall ask the mathematicians I know, who in their judgment are the three best mathematicians, and I shall name the three mathematicians who have obtained the majority of voices among the people whom I have consulted. We would be ruled by an appointed dictator, supported in all they do by a cadre of super social scientists. Non-property holders had to suppress their passions for equality and their desire to wield power. Non-property holders. It's never been about how many votes were cast, it's the quality of the votes were cast. Only mathematicians would be allowed to vote, eh? For them, too, he conjured up images of the grim days of the Revolution when they elected non-property holders to office. Isn't that the problem that we were experiencing in the South after Abraham Springsteen or Abraham Lincoln's War of Northern Aggression? As the carpetbaggers swooped in and elevated the Negroes over the white population to absolutely cement hatred between the two peoples?
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Recalling the creation account in Genesis 1:1, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters and let it divide water from water. God called the firmament. God called the light. God divided the light from the darkness. Attention, bloggers, thinkers. Those that become vocal local, you have far more power than you might even guess. We speak things into existence. Our words call things into existence heretofore unknown, by man. And I'm trying to share with you that this man
Claude-Henri Duverbroy, and the people of his time, Madame de Staël and many others, were calling forth new things, new thoughts, new ideas, new plans, new behaviors. We speak things into existence. I might say something today on the radio and it'll show up in a headline on Bloomberg tomorrow. I used sizzle and fizzle yesterday, and fizzle was on the front page of Bloomberg's website today. We speak things into existence. Our entire understanding of reality and the reality around us is shaped by our thoughts and our words and our actions. And so we go back to St. Simon. If his plan were adopted, the old society of three estates would be replaced with a new order, a new world order, a new order of three classes living in gentle harmony with one another. Quote, I believe that all classes of society will be benefited in this organization. Look at the study that we're making on business and the organization plans of business, and we look at the planning commissions and how they organize organization. I believe that all classes of society will be benefited in this organization. The spiritual power in the hands of the savants. You see, we had this new religion. Claude-Henri Duverbroy was considered not only by himself but his disciples as a savant. He wanted to have the power of spiritual in his hands, as did Aleister Crowley. The temporal power is in the hands of the men of property. Property. The power to name those called upon to fill the functions of the great chiefs of humanity in the hands of the whole world as salary for the governor's esteem. Drop down a little bit further. To so situate man that his personal interest and the general interest are always located in the same direction. The warrior ceased to be the ideal type. Only the scientist was glorified. No more honors for the Alexanders. Long live the Archimedes. You see what's happening? 1799 in this time period, coming into the 1800s. The idea of world leadership by scientific geniuses, the elect of humanity, was metamorphosed into a formal organization, a formal organized religion of science, scientism, belief systems. In a romantic artifice, Saint-Simon intoned as the prophet of the new religion, quote, is it an apparition? Is it only a dream? I do not know, but I am certain that I experience the sensations which I am about to describe to you, close quote. He had a vision that Rome would renounce its false claims and the ecclesiastical hierarchy would abandon its pretensions to interpret the word of God. The Lord of the religion of science spoke a new language. Quote, I had forbidden Adam to make the distinction between good and evil, and he disobeyed me. I drove him out of paradise, but I left for his posterity a means of appeasing my wrath. Let it labor to perfect itself in the knowledge of good and evil, and I shall ameliorate its lot. A day will come when I shall make a paradise of the earth, close quote. Through the perfection of science, man would recover the pristine happiness which he had lost when he fell from the state of innocence. Redemption would not come through Christ, but through science. The clergy had betrayed their trust, for they had failed to lead men towards God along the other paths of scientific progress. They had ceased to be wiser and more learned than their flocks, and had surrendered their spiritual dominion to the temporal power. Therefore, God had called Newton to his side. The Reformed religion, named the religion of Newton, had only one commandment, all men shall work. And the central function of the Supreme Council of the religion of Newton was the organization of the world to implement this unique commandment in the spirit of science and human progress. False distinctions between man's physical and moral natures were wiped out in a new Unitarian conception. The prime religious virtues no longer were chastity and continence, the preachments of the old religions, but the expansiveness of creative talent and boundless love for one's neighbor. Under the religion of Newton, a general peace would forthwith be imposed upon Western Europe, and the nations would find a goal for their dynamic activism in the conversion of the heathens of Africa and Asia to their new science. The epilogue on the religion of Newton is in temper of the theophilanthropic cults of the Directorate. The creaky artifices of structure, worship, and hierarchy have the same charm or dullness according to taste as in all utopias. Humanity is divided into four sections: English, French, German, and Italian. Temples are decorated by artists with vivid images of the infernal resting places awaiting the dark sinners against the new religion, those who impede the progress of the arts and sciences. You think we might have some of these religion of Newton people working in Washington, D.C. today? I do. Here's a quote. Any of the faithful who find themselves less than one day's walk from a temple will descend into the mausoleum of Newton once a year through an opening reserved for this purpose. Maybe you're going to be going here. Children will be brought by their parents as soon as possible after birth. Whoever fails to fulfill this commandment will be considered by the faithful an enemy of the religion. If Newton judges it necessary, in order to fulfill my intentions, that the mortal who has descended into his mausoleum be transported to another planet, he will do so. In the environs of the temple, laboratories, shops, a college will be built. Luxury will be reserved for the temple. Laboratories, shops, colleges, dwellings for the members of the council, and dwellings kept for the deputations from other councils will be built and decorated in a simple manner. The library will never contain more than 500 volumes. Like the Masonic ritual and the celebrations of the national holidays during the Revolution, the majesty of the spectacle was to inspire social virtues among the adepts. Dogma and catechism were of no significance. The religion of Newton was utilitarian, scientific, and humanitarian. In direct reference to Napoleon and the special honors reserved for the founders of the new religion were a naive attempt to cast the first consul in the role of Constantine. However, the religion of Newton was stillborn. Napoleon's concordat with the papacy was a far more satisfactory religious legitimization of his power. And more continues. St. Simon's earlier works had embodied over proposals for direct social action. The new plan was disguised as a utopia in the pattern of Johann Valentin Andreas Christianopoulos and Francis Bacon's New Atlantis. Its leading ideas were akin to the 17th century dream, the organization of the world under the spiritual direction of colleges of scientists. But this was all the work of an activist and not a utopian. Though nominally the Assai was addressed to enlightened people inhabiting an imaginary isle with a radius of 10 leagues, the literary subterfuge was transparent. And it just goes on and on and on. We've only touched page 73. I'm just jumping from highlighted area to highlighted area, from post-it note to post-it note. But this is a complete system that was being built here, a system that was found apparently so desirable by the Rothschilds that they got involved in a knockdown, drag-out affair with the St. Simonians to appropriate it. And probably conceal it, and no doubt convert it, as they do so many things. Nikola Tesla's work taken away from us by the elite. Many different things have come before us, and as we continue to move further into this 21st century, we're going to need to understand some of these more hidden or occulted belief systems and faiths. But how can you doubt that this system of positivism is not at force today? It trumps socialism in every capacity, capitalism, communitarianism. It's the way of the world, my man. I'll be back on Monday. I hope you will be too, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle.